Show them to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being sponsored by Schos Rabshalim, Zalmanu, Zagosar, Marzit, Vichoy, Zachalatim. They should be given with a Sachat, Slachan, Shat, Ishmael, good health, partner, Nosa, Beshef, and Cult of Sela, and Mishchos, Esrabas, Rachel, Shishi, Bezachar, Defan, Zibik, Hagun, Bekar of Mamish. Just like we're Zachar to start this Maseches together, we should be Zachar to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Mishnah is together. Now, just a little bit about Ma'aser Sheni before we start. As we know, there's 7 years in the Shemitah cycle. The first 6 years of the cycle, Truman Ma'aser has to be separated from all produce grown and given to Kain and Levi. Ma'aser Sheni, though, is only separated years 1 and 2 and 4 and 5 of the cycle. Now, what's done with Ma'aser Sheni? It has to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. If it can't be brought to Yerushalayim for whatever reason, or it's going to spoil before getting there, it may be redeemed, which means that its Ma'aser Sheni status may be transferred onto money. The money is then brought to Yerushalayim and then used to purchase food and drink. Now, Ma'aser Sheni has a special kedusha to it, and therefore one has to treat it with special care. It has to be eaten when the person's tar, and is not allowed to be treated like regular run-of-the-mill produce. So Mishnah Aleph begins with talking about that Ma'aser Sheni ain ma'achin osay. One is not allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheni. Let's say his friend is going up to Yerushalayim and he happens to have a bunch of Ma'aser Sheni apples. He's not allowed to say, hey, why don't you take my Ma'aser Sheni apples? You'll pay me for them, so I'll have money, and then you'll just take them up to Yerushalayim and eat them there. Ve'en u'mashkin osay, one is not allowed to use them as a collateral for a loan. Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon. He's not allowed to give some Ma'aser Sheni apples to Shimon as a collateral for the loan. Ve'en machlifin osay, he's not allowed to exchange it. He's not allowed to even exchange Ma'aser Sheni apples for Ma'aser Sheni oranges. Vole shaiklin kenegdoy, and he's not allowed to weigh something opposite it. Let's say he has a Ma'aser Sheni apple, and he knows that it weighs a certain amount, and he wants to weigh out a certain amount of something else on the other side of the scale, he's not allowed to use the Ma'aser Sheni apple as a weight. That's considered like demeaning its kedusha. Now this is talking if the Ma'aser Sheni is out of Yerushalayim. However, the Mishnah continues, v'lo yomer adam l'chaveir b'Yerushalayim. Even if a person is inside Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to tell his friend, hey lech yayin v'tel li shemen. Why don't you take this wine of Ma'aser Sheni and give me oil of Ma'aser Sheni? No trading Ma'aser Sheni even in Yerushalayim. And v'chein kol shar peiros, for that matter, he's not allowed to do it with any other fruit in Yerushalayim either. Aval nosin zelozem matnas chinam, they are allowed to give it to each other as a present for free. Let's say we have Reuven and Shimon, they're friends, they live up north somewhere, perhaps Tzvat, Tveria, and they came down to Yerushalayim. They brought their Ma'aser Sheni, it was a whole trip with the families, and they sat together to have a meal. Each one of them is allowed to bring their Ma'aser Sheni to the table and allow the other person to eat their Ma'aser Sheni. That's okay. But just to trade Ma'aser Sheni or give it as a regular gift to someone, that is not okay. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, we're going to be talking about Ma'aser Behema and Bechor. What's Ma'aser Behema? So every year, a person has to separate a tenth of all the new animals born to him that year. These animals are brought as karbanos, and the owners eat the meat. So in this aspect, Ma'aser Behema is similar to Ma'aser Sheni because it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And a Bechor is a firstborn animal. It has to be given to a kohen who brings it as a karban, which of course means he eats it in Yerushalayim. If the animal has a mum, though, if it has a blemish and it can't be brought as a karban, so the kohen can sell it or just eat it as regular meat. So Mishnah Beis tells us how we're supposed to treat Ma'aser Behema. Ma'aser Behema ain ma'achin osay tamim chay. He's not allowed to sell it if it's tamim, if it's unblemished, if it's alive. And v'loy bal mum, he's not allowed to sell it even if it's a bal mum, if it has a blemish, chay vishachot, whether it's alive or even after it's shechted. V'ain mekachin ba'isa isha, and he's not allowed to use it to be mekadesh a woman. It doesn't have regular monetary value of an animal. He can take a regular animal and be mekadesh a woman with it. He cannot take his ma'aser behema animal and be mekadesh a woman with it. It has a special kedusha. However, a bechor, an animal which is a bechor, that's different than ma'aser behema. That is considered the property of the kayin, and ma'achin osay tamim chay, he's allowed to sell it even if it's unblemished and alive, or ubal mum chay v'shachot, if it's a bal mum, if it has a blemish, whether it's alive or already shechted, umakachin ba'isa isha, and he's allowed to be makadish a woman with it, because it's considered his. Now going back to ma'aser sheni, ein mechal in ma'aser sheni al asimain. We're now allowed to be mechal al ma'aser sheni onto an asimain. Now as we had said in the introduction to the Masechta, transferring the kedusha of ma'aser sheni onto money is called chilul ma'aser sheni, so one is not allowed to be mechal the kedusha of ma'aser sheni onto an asimain. An asimain is an unstamped coin. As part of the coin making process, first they have a circle cut out of either silver or copper or whatever the coin is made out of, and then they put in a machine and they stamp it with whatever coin it's going to be. So if he has this blank coin that doesn't have a stamp on it, that doesn't have real value to it, and therefore he may not be mechal ma'aser sheni onto this blank coin. Furthermore, v'lo al matbeah she'eino yotze, he's also not allowed to transfer onto money which is not yotze, which is not usable. If the type of money which is going to be used in Yerushalayim is, let's say, shkalim, so he's not allowed to transfer the kedusha of this ma'aser sheni onto Chinese yen or Bulgarian leva, or for that matter, any coin which is not going to be usable. And lastly, v'loy al-mayos she'en b'rshusay, he's also now allowed to transfer his kedusha onto money which isn't in his rishus. Let's say he just went on a boating trip and his wallet fell out of his pocket and fell into the lake, so it's his money, but it's lying at the bottom of the lake. He would have to hire divers to go down there and get his money. That's not the type of money that he's able to transfer the kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni onto. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.